But then you've got New York State that just banned a proven effective class of insecticides. And now maybe Vermont may follow suit with that, despite the fact that we've already seen what happens when the government gets in and starts to ban ways of producing our food. It's happened in other countries. Sri Lanka was basically turned from being a very productive net exporter of food to a country that couldn't even feed itself by these same kinds of actions by governments in Europe. I thought we'd talk to Dr. Henry Miller, who's written about this recently at the Washington Examiner. Dr. Miller, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Lars, as always.
By the way, Doc is a medical doctor, molecular biologist. He's at the American Council on Science and Health and was associated, sadly, with a now disgraced agency called the FDA. Dr. Miller, so are these bans on pesticides? And these are proven insecticides, pesticides. Is this just the beginning of what they're going to throw at us to try to, what, cripple America when it comes to producing its own food? Or am I overstating the case?
No, you've got it right, Lars. And it's not really the beginning. It's sort of the middle. I went back and looked up my previous writings on this. And I first wrote about it in July of 2014.
Wow.
In the Wall Street Journal. And that was when the media and the bidden by the environmentalists were touting this beepocalypse, so-called, a dying off of honeybees, which was non-existent. There had been a slight dip in honeybee numbers, but they were recovering at the time. And in any case, they certainly were not due, decreases were not due to these pesticides, a class called neonics.
Neonicotinoids.
And so what the entomologists say about threats to bees are, there are three, varroa, varroa, varroa. Varroa is a mite, related to spiders, and, it's a pathogen of bees, and that's the great threat, but it is not pesticides, and it certainly isn't, neonics. And neonics are a kind of unique class because they're not sprayed on crops the way many other pesticides are. They're seed coatings, and so they don't get blown around by the wind. They don't get
into water supplies, things like that.
Into water and to runoff, and they're very, very safe. And also very effective in many crops in many different parts of the country. So as you said, New York banned them a few months ago, and now a bill banning them has been sent to the governor of Vermont, which would do the same thing there, which would really devastate farmers who grow corn and soybeans. But also there would be a ripple effect into the dairy industry, which of course is very big in Vermont, because the dairy farmers grow much of their own corn and soybeans for feed for the cows, and that would just wreck their business model.
I mean, I guess if you said to me corn, I'd say Iowa. I wouldn't normally think of Vermont as 90,000 acres of corn grown in Vermont, 116,000 dairy cows. And then you've got all kinds of things like fruits and vegetables and everything else that would all be adversely affected by this. So the environmentalists who said, what if, and by the way, about the neonics, are those synthetic or is that actually a derivative of tobacco?
They're actually a derivative of tobacco, yeah.
So in other words, if you go all the way back to Rachel Carson and Silent Spring and wishing that, I mean, I don't agree with most of what she believed in, the late Rachel Carson, but if she said, well, what if there were ways to naturally, hold off these either weeds or bugs or both, insecticides, pesticides, et cetera, and this is a natural way to do it. You'd think the hippies would love this stuff.
You would. But, the hippies, the radical environmentalists, are in thrall to the organic food lobby, the organic agriculture lobby.
Well, they should love using a tobacco, the derivative of one plant to protect other plants. That sounds like Rachel Carson all day long, doesn't it?
They should, but the organic people are so radical that they don't want to entertain anything that's as reasonable as you suggested. They just want to do it their way, according to their very rigid
unscientific
rules.
But, Doc, if they're saying you can't use the synthetic pesticides and herbicides, that's off limits. You can't use the natural stuff that you get from tobacco plants. What do they want us to do? Have thousands of small children go out and pick the bugs off the plants?
Essentially, yes. they don't mind the low yields. They don't mind the huge labor costs, and they don't mind the competitive disadvantage that the organic farmers are at. And you know, that's the basic problem with the views of the organic lobby. They oppose things like improved insecticides and especially genetically engineered crop varieties, because it turns the gap between organic and conventional into a chasm.
You're right, because then if you make conventional food that grown with petrochemical fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides, you get that to be expensive enough, all of a sudden those wonderful organic apples, which I don't think are all that wonderful, that cost a ton of money when you go to buy them at the grocery store, they become more attractive because they're not nearly as outrageously expensive, because everything else is outrageously expensive. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to see a ripple effect from this in Vermont and New York that's going to be really devastating to the ag economies there.
Do you see this spreading to some of the major league ag states like the Iowas and the others, where it's not a small, it's not 90,000 acres of corn, it's maybe 900,000 acres of corn? Are they going to just try to use these little wins and then push into the bigger areas later?
They will try, and they are trying. But, the people who govern and who represent some of the really big Midwestern ag states are just not going to tolerate this. They're smarter than that. And parenthetically, most of them are Republican. And by the way, to my surprise, I found that Governor Phil Scott of Vermont is a Republican, if you can believe that. The same state
as Bernie Sanders?
Re-elects Bernie Sanders. I couldn't believe it.
I bet political get-togethers are a lot more interesting with those two in the mix.
I'll bet they are. I'll bet that Governor Scott is really tired of listening to Bernie after all these years.
Well, I just wonder, where are the reporters in those states who would ask the question I ask, which is, well, if we're not going to use petrochemical fertilizers, because you don't like that, and we're not going to use the natural substitutes like neonics, what would you like us to do? And they say, oh, you're just going to have to tolerate that 90,000 acres of corn is going to be a much smaller number of bushels of corn harvested, and the price is going to go through the roof.
Exactly. And what's going to happen is that the people who have to buy more expensive corn for their dairy cows, like Ben and Jerry's ice cream, are going to have their profit margins eaten into.
Or the alternative is you can send all their business to foreign countries. And once again, we'll be dependent on foreign countries, not just for all our pharmaceuticals and all of our energy supply, like windmills and solar panels, but we'll be dependent on other countries just to produce the basic stuff that goes on your dinner plate. That's how crazy it is. That's Dr. Henry Miller. He's at the American Council on Science and Health. Dr. Miller, thanks very much.